What is that smell?
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell of death around you.
So many of you have been asking me why your tap water here in Fort Wayne smells really, really bad. Some of you have even said that your water tastes really, really bad. No, you're not crazy. No, you're not alone. According to City Utilities, this is normal for this time of year. Producer Josh, I have a water softener and a reverse osmosis system from Tri-County Water out of Kendallville. But you have city water. Have you experienced this?
Oh, yes. It's something that started relatively recently as well. But we have a filter system that we put our tap water through. But over the weekend, we did that. On Friday, we were up at the lake, okay? My fiance's mother was up there as well. They bring up tap water from their home. Now, but they don't have a purifier. They just put it in milk jugs and bring it up to the lake. Well, she was saying, hey, have you guys noticed the smell or the taste of the water? And we hadn't noticed anything yet because it must have took place either Thursday or Friday that just started happening. But we took a taste of it. My goodness. The first time I put it in my mouth, I've got dentures. I automatically started feeling the granules of like dirt. That's what it could imagine like. It's like putting dirt in your mouth or like dry cinnamon, right? Or cinnamon.
So it not only tastes bad, but it also smells a little funky too.
Oh, it smells awful. It really does. As soon as you run the tap, like on Sunday, we were running the tap. Oh my goodness.
So you've noticed it then at your place too, once you got back from the lake.
Yes. Once we got back from the lake, we could tell as soon as you open up your faucet, it's just a smell of nature. I don't know. It's nature water. I don't know. It doesn't smell very good.
It's nature water.
Not the good kind either.
Here's the word City Utilities is using. It's organic right now.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, there's like four levels according to City Utilities, and this is the City Utilities, City of Fort Wayne website. I'm not making this up here. You have clear water, right? And then on the scale, then you get bumped to organic, bitter or unpleasant. And when we are in that organic reading right now.
I'd say we could jump the scale to unpleasant.
Yeah, well, get this. This is how they describe these organic conditions. Again, their words, not mine. It says customers might begin to notice a taste and or odor in the water that may be described as organic, comma, swampy, comma, grassy, comma, sweet, comma, medicinal, comma, fishy or rancid.
The sweet part? No. There is nothing a part of this that's been
it
sweet.
It doesn't sound sweet at all.
Swampy, grassy, all of that? Yes. It's unbelievable. Even when you put it through the purified water, your system, right? So we have that Brita filter. You put it through the Brita.
And it's not working.
It sits for a while. Oh, my goodness. And then you still taste the swampiness of it.
Well, according to the city, they did kind of put out this little memo. Let me just read it because I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth here. It says, our water supply comes from the St. Joe River. Periodically changing weather or compound changes to the river can cause a difference in the smell and taste of our water. We are currently experiencing a change in taste because of this seasonal change. While these changes are unpleasant, they are not dangerous, and the water is safe to drink. We are adjusting our treatment processes to help, but these modifications will not completely eliminate the earthy/organic taste. Here's a link to our webpage with more information on how river changes affect our water. So if you want to read more, it's utilities.cityoffortwayne.org. That's where I'm getting all of this information. I'm not making it up. Here's another website, though, that I want to give out this morning, and I'm giving it to you as well, Producer Josh. EWG.org/tapwater, okay? You're going to go to this website, Wobbleland, and just put in your zip code, and you can find what kind of pollutants are in your drinking water within your zip code. This website also gives suggestions for what kind of filters would be best to treat or remove those chemicals in your drinking water. It does truly boggle my mind some of the junk that's in our water these days. When we moved into our new house, it was actually back in December, I was actually really alarmed at the orange buildup that we were getting in our bathrooms. I was very alarmed by this. So I went to EWG.org/tapwater, and looked up our zip code and found that we actually have 24 contaminants within the zip code area of where I live. And these 24 contaminants actually exceed the EWG health guidelines, right? So keep in mind, too, that just because levels are considered legal doesn't always mean they're safe. Plus legal limits. This is a fun little fact for you. Legal limits of contaminants in tap water have not been updated in almost 20 years, y'all. Yeah. How about that one, producer Josh? So bottom line, because of all of this nastiness in our water at the new house, we actually had the guys from Tri-County Water out of Kendallville, also mark that, producer Josh, we had them to come to the house. They tested the water. They will do this for you too. Before they even attempt to recommend a good filtration system for you, they just test your water so you can know if it's good, bad, in between. Honestly, ours was nasty. Our home is on a piece of land that used to be farmland. So one of the big issues that we had were nitrates. We had a lot of nitrates present. In fact, they were off the charts. Our calcium levels, chlorine levels, all of them off the charts. So we ended up getting a water softener and a reverse osmosis system put in. Both have changed the way our water tastes and our water smells. Luckily, you know, I don't have to deal with all of this going on with our tap water. Most importantly, I don't get that orange rust buildup anymore. They've been a lifesaver. But just know what's in your water. You can find out by going to ewg.org/tapwater or call my friends at Tri-County Water out of Kendallville. They'll come out and test your water for free. Well, news time, it's 6:45. Coming up, Michael McIntyre. I should point out, though, once again, according to the city, Josh, your water is safe to drink. According to the city, ewg.org, everyone.
Podcasts by Federated Media.